This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Amid uncertainty among banks around the world, Colorado officials say banks here are secure. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
A joint statement from the Division of Banking and the Division of Financial Services says the state's banks and credit unions have diversified deposits, loans, and investments and are not heavily concentrated in a single industry. The comments are meant to address concerns over the stability of regional banks after the collapse of California-based Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in New York. The state regulators said Colorado's financial institutions are secure. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A landmark climate case could be one step closer to a Colorado trial date, CPR Sam Brash explains.
Since 2018, the city of Boulder and Boulder County have tried to sue Suncor Energy and ExxonMobil, saying they should pay for damages caused by climate change. The communities want state courts to hear the case, but the companies, they've tried to shift it into federal court. On Thursday, the U.S. Solicitor General agreed that it should be heard in Colorado. The U.S. Supreme Court will make the final decision. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Drought conditions in Colorado have improved in recent months, with above-average snowfall this winter. The western half of the state is drought-free, while the Front Range and eastern Colorado deal with various levels of dryness. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows current drought is most extreme in the far northeastern and southeastern corners of the state. National Geographic's live event series comes to Denver tonight with a focus on the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921. At DU's Newman Center, the event looks at how archaeology has helped uncover lost stories from Tulsa. Tonight's event is the first of three Nat Geo events at DU. The others are in April and May. Have you noticed a lot of cars with out-of-date license plates? One listener did and called us about it.
It feels like they're almost omnipresent.
Another question for Colorado Wonders, and we look for an answer in about 15 minutes. It's 8:06, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.